the Old Testament reading of Scripture this week from the lectionary. Very unusual Scripture, and it comes from Hosea chapter 1, verses 2 through 10. Now, the little background for this is that God is asking Hosea to marry an adulterous wife and to love her unconditionally, demonstrating to Israel's God's faithful love for his people despite their unfaithfulness. Now, this is also a time when the kingdom was split in the northern kingdom and the kingdom of Judah. Hear God's word, New Living Translation. Now, God did give this message to Hosea, son of Beer, during the years when Uzziah, Joam, Ahab, Hezekiah were kings of Judah, and Jeroboam, son of Jodash, was king of Israel, or the northern kingdom. Hear God's word. When the Lord first began speaking to Israel through Hosea, he said to him, "Go and marry a prostitute, so some of her children will be born to you from other men. This will illustrate the way my people have been untrue to me, openly committing adultery against the Lord by worshiping other gods." So Hosea married Gomer, the daughter of Dilam, and she became pregnant and gave Hosea the son. And the Lord said, "Name the child Jezreel, for I am about to punish King Jehu's dynasty to avenge the murders he committed at Jezreel. In fact, I will put an end to Israel's independence by breaking its military power in the Jezreel Valley." Soon, Gomer became pregnant again and gave birth to a daughter. And the Lord said to Hosea, "Name your daughter Loruma, not loved, for I will no longer show love to the people of Israel or forgive them. But I, the Lord their God, will show love to the people of Judah. I will personally free them from their enemies without any help from weapons or armies." After Gomer had weaned Loruma, she became pregnant again and gave birth to a son. And the Lord said, "Name him Lo-Ami, not my people, for Israel is not my people, and I am the Lord their God. Yet the time will come when Israel will prosper and become a great nation. In that day, people will be like the sands of the seashore, too many to count. Then, at that place where they were told, 'You are not my people,' it'll be said, 'You are children of the living God.'" Now, that's a prophecy that had come fulfilled in May of 1948, when Israel again was born as a nation. Interesting scripture in Hosea. May God bless you in all you do.